This is my first interview here at the Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, this one on global trade and policy issues. And with me I have Wally Tyner from Purdue University. And Wally, I know you're one of the speakers here and also have had some involvement with the planning of this conference, for example. Let's first of all just touch for me, if you will, a little bit of the background on why the Farm Foundation puts on this series.
Well, a couple of years ago, we decided that we wanted to have a series of conferences. Each one would have a special focus, and there are five conferences in total over a two-and-a-half-year period. One focused on infrastructure issues, one focused on policy, one focused on environment. This one focuses on global issues, global policy and trade issues connected with biofuels. So it's in Washington, D.C. We have participation from the European Union, from Brazil, of course, from the United States and from other parts of the world. So this one is designed to get at the global issues.
Well, that's pretty timely when you see the headlines that our president's going to be doing a trip, I guess, overseas to focus on global issues, right?
I'm afraid he's got more in his bailiwick than we do right here. But global issues are important in any of these things. And in biofuels, the big players are the European Union, Brazil, and the United States. But what happens in those countries affects people all over the world. So it is important to take a global perspective.
So when you look at this program here, what are some of the more specifics in terms of the topics we'll get to?
Well, we have a presentation on sort of energy futures from the Department of Energy, projections of energy outlook 15 years down the road or so. I'm going to be talking about policy issues, a little bit of contrast with the European Union. We have someone from the European Union that's going to talk about their biofuels program, someone from Brazil who's going to talk about their program. Another person from Purdue, Tom Hurdle, is going to talk about greenhouse gas issues related to biofuels and potential impacts biofuels might have on poverty. So it's a wide-ranging program.
And everybody's going to be nice to each other, right?
Of course.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see some of the contrasting views and what is being done in some of these different countries. When it comes to, like, your presentation, what would be some of the key points you want to make?
Well, one of the key points is that for cellulose biofuels, second-generation biofuels, the policy that the European Union have, which is that these biofuels must meet a certain target in terms of share of total liquid fuels, that is what I call a technology-neutral policy. The government is saying, we don't care how you do it, you just got to deliver this much energy from renewable sources. In the U.S., on the other hand, we've said there's a standard, a renewable fuel standard, of 36 billion gallons. It's a physical standard, not an energy share standard. That means it favors ethanol. And there are lots of second-generation technologies that go straight to biodiesel or straight to biogasoline. So the way we do it penalizes those technologies compared to ethanol. I want to make that point very clear, that we're going down a path where the government is picking technologies instead of letting the market do it.
Interesting. And what is it kind of the hope of Farm Foundation and the participants here that might be an outcome from what you're going to do here over the next day?
Farm Foundation has as part of its raison d'etre to enlighten discussions on policy issues. It's non-advocacy. It doesn't take positions, but it wants to get discussion going, to help inform the policy dialogue and the policy debate without advocating particular things itself.
Do you, since we've had a number of these now, how do you feel that's been going?
I think it's been going well. The nice thing about them is each one is focused on a particular topic. So this one is global. The one before was environment. We had one on infrastructure, et cetera. And the next one coming up is on extension. What are the roles of the extension services across the country in bioenergy? And that'll be the last one in the series of five.
When is that one scheduled to take place?
End of June.
Okay. Well, and so I would imagine that probably we can kind of summarize all that together maybe at that point and And I know the Farm Foundation's done a good job of making available information from these conferences. So if people do want to know more about even some of the topics that have already been covered, can they still find out what the discussion was?
Yeah, the Farm Foundation website contains PowerPoints or papers or agenda for all of the conferences. So, yes, the information's still available.
Anything else about, especially this program, on global trade and policy issues that people ought to know?
Well, one additional thing about this conference, most of them have been focused exclusively on biofuels. This one goes beyond that. This one has some on wind and solar and other renewable technologies. So it's a global perspective on the wide range of renewable fuel technologies.
Good. Well, I think that's going to make for a very interesting discussion here over the next day or so, which we'll be covering and posting onto both AgWired and DomesticFuel.com. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.